Piers is a 24 by 32 oil painting by Steve Locke.
Inch, I'd say.
Piers is a 24 by 32 inch oil painting by Steve Locke. Two figures occupy the bottom right hand of the frame. On the left, a red-headed white man in a suit, and on the right, a dark-skinned man in shorts and a t-shirt. You can see upwards of their knees, but they are facing away from you, towards a wall, which spreads to the entire frame. A white horizontal line divides the wall in front of the figures. Below this, a pale yellowish-green fills the bottom rectangle. Above the line, lavender tiles, some with a hint of the green, occupy the upper half of the frame, creating a flat space with little depth. The color dividing the tiles is an off-white with a shade of pink, and the lines are about as thick as the tiles themselves. Based on the positioning of the figure's arms, which both seem to be holding something around their waists, and the positioning of the figures themselves, it can be assumed that this is a public bathroom scene, although no bathroom fixtures are visible. Due to the way the figures are standing, it is understood that they are both at respective urinals, relieving themselves. The figures are rendered roughly, with bold colors that convey the visual message, rather than small details that offer the illusion of naturalism. Thick, simple lines convey the shadows and contours on the backs of the two figures. The figure on the right casts a blue-green shadow between them. The figure on the left, the white male figure, has his head turned towards the figure on the right, who is looking downwards. This accounts for the linguistic turn of the title, as these two figures are peers, similar in height, size, and assumably age, while the white male figure peers over towards the black male figure. This plays upon the stereotype of the black male penis being larger than the white counterpart, as the white male figure in this painting looks over to check this myth. Overall, this work by Locke conveys a strange gaze that seems embedded into the subconscious of the white boy, and when conveyed visually, creates an eeriness of being a voyeur to someone else's voyeurism.